This is an executive summary of Boot, Debt Replacement, and Full Deferral, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. A 1031 exchange does not defer your gain automatically just because you reinvested the money. Full deferral has two requirements that work together, and most partial tax bills come from missing the second one. You have to reinvest all of your net equity, and you have to buy replacement property of equal or greater value, which usually means replacing the debt you paid off on the property you sold. Miss either target and the shortfall becomes boot, and boot is taxable even inside an otherwise valid exchange. This guide explains the two kinds of boot, the equal or up rule that governs both, the arithmetic of debt replacement, and the clean ways to close a gap before it costs you. Every boot question traces back to a single rule. To defer the entire gain, your replacement property must be equal to or greater than the property you sold in two respects at once, total value and the equity you reinvest. In practice, that breaks into two tests. First, the value test, the price of what you buy must be at least the net sale price of what you sold. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.